Participation in high school football in Wisconsin declined more sharply than in any other state over a 10-year period. This year, some high school football teams have had to forfeit games, and other schools are finding they no longer have enough players to even finish out their season. Corrine Hess reports on how schools are adapting to fewer kids playing football.
It's homecoming at Bigfoot High School in Walworth County, and the stands are packed with parents and students gathered to watch their team crush Monroe.
And now the starting lineup for your Bigfoot Williams Bay Chiefdogs.
Before the game, student Valak Channing says he's feeling confident about his school.
Well, we're going to catch a dub here. We're going to mercy roll these kids.
But this homecoming game is different. This year, the Friday night lights are shining down on the boys' varsity soccer team. Bigfoot's homecoming football game and the two games leading up to it were canceled. Bigfoot only has six seniors on its football team, and key players got hurt. District Administrator Doug Parker says, ideally, each class would have about 15 football players. But over the last several seasons, fewer kids are playing.
If we had JV kids that were eligible to play, we would. But we're not going to put a 5'1", 110-pound freshman on a varsity football field just to play a varsity game.
Bigfoot is not alone. Wisconsin saw a nearly 25% decrease in 11-player football from 2009 to 2019, according to the latest data available from the National Federation of State High School Associations. That's the largest decline in high school football participation in the country. The reason for the decrease in participation is hard to pinpoint. Experts say one factor could be anxiety about concussions. In some cases, boys may be choosing to play a different fall sport, such as soccer or volleyball. And some decline in participation may be because high schoolers prefer screens to sports. In Wisconsin, boys' soccer participation is up about 4% over the last decade, while boys' volleyball is up about 20%. But those fall sports still draw far fewer players than football. Most states have seen fall participation decline. A few, including Texas, have seen slight increases. Krista Niehoff heads the federation that tracked this data. She believes when new participation numbers are released, football will still be at the top of its game nationally.
Overall, interest in the sport of football is healthy. We're not sure about what's happening in Wisconsin.
Todd Clark with the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association says the biggest drop in football participation was between 2012 and 2016. That coincides with more media coverage of contact sports causing concussions. Since then, Clark says the number of football participants has flatlined. Clark says schools with strong football programs have tended to see less drop-off in participation.
It hasn't been a secret. Successful programs draw kids in because people like to win.
At Bigfoot, the soccer team was more than happy to take the homecoming spotlight for the evening. Looking out at the stands before the game, soccer star Hudson Torres says he had never seen so many fans.
I mean, football has always been the big sport. I mean, we won state in like 2009 for football. So, I mean, it's good to see a different change with soccer now. We're ranked 9th in the state, so I think people are starting to really like come and enjoy the games.
For the most part, parents and students didn't mind the change either. Nicole Raskin, who is a student council advisor and the parent of a senior, says making the switch to soccer was the best solution the school could come up with.
As a parent, we have heard only positive. Every single comment said, we hope our football players get healthy, and we're very excited to see the soccer team get this experience.
And even without the football game, Bigfoot High School was able to keep their homecoming traditions alive. They crowned the homecoming queen and king at halftime, and as predicted, the team won their game. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.